You want to talk about the Trump Media and Technology Group? Okay.
Yep.
So buckle up, because we're diving into a world of social media, big promises, and I'm not going to lie, some really big question marks. Like, is this whole thing built on a foundation of sand? What are we even dealing with here?
And we've got our work cut out for us with this Swiss legal journal article you sent over. They really went deep, like really dug into the nuts and bolts of TMTG's business dealings. And of course, the whole stock market performance, which has been, well.
A wild ride, to say the least. But to even start to unpack this whole thing, we have to hit rewind, right? Back to 2021, Trump gets that infamous Twitter ban, and boom, TMTG emerges.
It was quite an entrance, for sure.
Yeah, they came in swinging, promising to, and I'm quoting here, rival the liberal media and, you know, give everyone back their voice.
And the timing of it all, right? This all unfolded when trust in traditional news was already, you know, taking a nosedive, especially among Republicans. So you've got this perfect storm brewing. Distrust, disillusionment, this yearning for an alternative. TMTG, with its Truth Social platform, aimed right at that void, the promise. A digital town square, free from censorship.
And that whole free speech rallying cry immediately makes you think about Section 230, right? That legal shield that protects websites from lawsuits over, well, whatever users post. It's been incredibly controversial, with critics saying it basically gives these tech giants too much power. But it's also, ironically, the very thing that allows a platform like Truth Social, which is all about free speech, to even exist.
It's a real head-scratcher when you think about it, this weird paradox. But getting back to TMTG, one thing I find interesting is that even after Elon Musk took over Twitter and let Trump back on, he still kept pushing Truth Social like it was his baby. So it wasn't just about needing a platform. It was about something else, you know, like he wanted to control the whole narrative.
Right. Owning the megaphone, the whole nine yards. Okay. So how do you go from banned on Twitter to running your own social media empire? Because that's a heck of a pivot.
Yeah.
Well, TMTG decided to, how do I put this? They basically took a shortcut to Wall Street. Instead of traditional IPO, they went public through a SPAC.
A special purpose acquisition company, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And those are typically favored by, shall we say, riskier ventures.
That's one way to put it.
And in this case, they decided to merge with a company called Digital World Acquisition Corp, which was already trading on the NASDAQ. So you'd think, okay, investors, before they throw their money at this thing, they'd want a crystal clear picture of TMTG's financials, right? To make sure it's not, you know, a complete dumpster fire.
You'd certainly hope so, especially with a company as, let's just say, unorthodox as TMTG. But this is where things get a little, how should I say, interesting.
Oh, it definitely gets interesting. Go on.
Because investors were essentially asked to vote on this merger with very little financial information. Like, they didn't even get the full 2023 financials for TMTG until after the deal was already done.
Wait, so they were basically buying a pig in a poke?
Basically. And to make matters worse, the SEC later investigated Digital World for potentially shady dealings leading up to this merger. They ended up hitting them with an $18 million fine, which, you know, isn't exactly chump change. So investors are left in the dark, the merger goes through, and then bam, the SEC drops this bombshell. Not exactly a ringing endorsement of the whole thing.
It sounds like they were playing fast and loose with the rules, to say the least. So we've got this company shrouded in controversy, this social media platform that's still, you know, trying to find its footing. You'd think with all this baggage, investors would be hitting the brakes and like slamming on them.
Yeah, you'd think so, logically. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, TMTG's story, it takes this sharp turn into, well, meme stock territory.
Because, and I still can't get over this, despite everything we just talked about, at one point, TMTG was valued at billions. Billions. With a B.
Billions. It's mind-boggling, right?
Yeah.
And their actual financials, let's just say they didn't exactly scream blue chip investment. Mm. In 2023, they reported a $58 million loss.
Ouch.
Yeah, not great. And their revenue, a measly $4 million.
So to be clear, they're valued at billions, but they're pulling in, what was it again?
$4 million in revenue.
Okay, help me out here. I'm no Wall Street wizard, but that doesn't add up. It's like, imagine a lemonade stand, right? They've got investors lining up, throwing money at them, and they're valued at $1 billion.
Right.
But when you look at their books, they've only sold $4 worth of lemonade all year.
That's a pretty spot on analogy. And you know what's even more fascinating? Even TMTG seemed to acknowledge in their own prospectus that their valuation was, well,
a tad optimistic.
That's putting it mildly. Let's just say they used very carefully chosen language, stating that their actual financial position and results of operations may differ materially from expectations.
Translation, don't be surprised if this whole thing goes belly up.
Essentially. And then you've got the SPAC company, Digital World. They tried to justify this astronomical valuation, but even they had to admit they were grasping at straws.
Really? They just threw in the towel?
Pretty much. Their argument was that since TMTG hadn't given them detailed financial projections, they had to base their assessment on whatever publicly available data they could find, which, as we've established, wasn't much. They tried to compare TMTG to other social media companies, you know, after their IPOs, but those comparisons were, to put it charitably, a stretch.
So to recap, floozy data, a company hemorrhaging money, and yet everyone's throwing billions at TMTG. It's like they're all willfully ignoring the giant orange elephant in the room.
Well, one analyst said it best. They said investing in TMTG stock wasn't about traditional business value. It was about buying a token of public interest in Donald Trump.
So they were basically buying into the Trump brand, not an actual company with, you know, sound fundamentals.
Exactly. And the market's behavior seemed to prove that theory. Remember when there was that assassination attempt on Trump back in July?
Yeah, July 13th. Crazy story.
Well, TMTG stock, it jumped by more than 30% after that.
Wow.
Which tells us that this whole thing, it's not rational investors calmly evaluating a company. This has all the hallmarks of a meme stock frenzy.
Okay, so time for a quick crash course.
Yeah.
For those of us who don't spend our days glued to Wall Street bets, what exactly is a meme stock?
Think of it like a stock that's gone viral, right? Driven by hype, social media buzz, and often this very powerful us versus them mentality, especially among smaller retail investors. They rally around a company, not necessarily because of its financial strength, but because of a shared narrative. They see it as this like David versus Goliath battle.
Like that whole GameStop saga back in 2021. That was wild.
Oh, absolutely. GameStop, that was the textbook example. It became this battleground between, you know, everyday investors on one side and these powerful hedge funds on the other. It really showed just how explosive these meme stock rallies can be, how quickly things can spiral.
So while TMTG might not be like your classic Reddit-fueled meme stock, it's definitely tapping into that same, that same energy, that same defiance. But that leads to the question, this is the big one, is this just irrational exuberance, you know, people getting caught up in the hype? Or is there something else going on, something more calculated?
That is the million-dollar question. And it brings us to another big player in all of this, the SEC.
Ah, yes. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the market watchdogs.
Exactly. They're supposed to be protecting investors from, well, this kind of thing, right? From bad actors, from market manipulation, from, well, themselves sometimes.
So are they doing that here?
Well, it's complicated. You see, the bedrock of U.S. securities law, it's this thing called the disclosure principle.
Okay, and that is?
It's not about the SEC deciding if a particular investment is good or bad. It's about making sure companies are completely transparent, completely upfront about the risks involved. Think of it like buying a used car, right? The seller might not explicitly tell you it's a lemon, but they've got to disclose any known issues, any problems.
So even if an investment seems super risky, super volatile, as long as the company discloses those risks, the SEC is basically like, hey, buyer beware.
Pretty much. It's on the buyer to do their due diligence. And that's where things get really interesting with these meme stocks. Because you have all this information out there, right? The losses, the questionable business model, the red flags. It's all there for anyone to see. But the market, it's like they've got blinders on. They get caught up in the hype and the frenzy in the social media buzz, and they just ignore it.
So it puts the SEC in a tricky position. Mm-hmm. They find Digital World, but they haven't directly gone after TMTG.
It's a tightrope walk for them. They're clearly paying attention. And this whole thing with suspending TMTG's auditor, that shows they're not afraid to take action. But actually stepping in to halt trading of a company so closely tied to a political figure like Trump, that's a whole other ballgame. It's unprecedented territory.
It makes you wonder, are they being cautious? Or do they genuinely believe that the risks have been adequately disclosed, even if investors are choosing to, you know, disregard them? Yeah. It's a tough call. So where does that leave us? We've got this company potentially propped up by, you know, meme stock mania, and the SEC's over there walking this tightrope between protecting investors and letting the market do its thing. It's a mess.
It really is a fascinating dilemma. And it gets even trickier, even more complicated, when you start to factor in the ethical considerations, which, let's be honest, those haven't exactly been front and center in this whole saga.
Well, that's putting it mildly, because, I mean, just because the SEC might be okay with it, that doesn't exactly make it right.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. And these Swiss legal experts, the ones who wrote this analysis, they don't hold back, not even a little bit. They call out some of TMTG's practices as, shall we say,
ethically dubious.
That's one way to put it.
So give it to me straight. What is it about all of this that's making them so squeamish?
Well, let's go back to TMTG's whole pitch for Truth Social, right? Their big selling point. A haven for completely unfiltered discourse, no holds barred, a beacon of free speech.
Yeah, that was their whole thing. Hard to forget that, considering it was basically their entire rallying cry.
Exactly. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? When you actually take the time to wade through the fine print, to really dig into the depths of TMTG's prospectus, things get interesting, to say the least. They've got this whole laundry list of risk factors, right? All these things that could potentially tank their business.
And I'm sensing a recurring theme here.
Oh, you mean besides the questionable financials, the meme stock volatility, the SEC investigations?
Well, yes. Aside from all of that.
Right. Well, there's this one teeny tiny little risk factor they mention. It's kind of hard to miss, actually.
Let me guess. Donald J. Trump.
Ding, ding, ding. Hmm. We have a winner. Their entire success, their whole business model,
yeah.
It's deeply, and I mean deeply intertwined with his popularity, his brand, his online presence.
Which, okay, on the surface, that makes sense, right? He's their biggest draw. He's the reason people are even paying attention to this whole thing. But.
And it's a big but.
Lay it on me.
The agreement between Trump and TMTG, it has this one tiny clause. It basically states that Trump can walk away from Truth Social whenever he wants. Like, literally, peace out.
Yeah.
All he needs is to give him the 30-day notice, and he's out.
Hold on, hold on. So let me get this right. All these investors, all these billions of dollars riding on the Trump train, and he can just jump off. Just like that.
According to that agreement, yep. Pretty wild right now. To be fair, there is something called an exclusivity clause, which requires Trump to, you know, at least make his non-political posts on Truth Social first. But
right.
Come on, the definition of what's political and what's non-political, it's fluid. And at the end of the day, TMTG has zero, and I mean zero, power to stop him from just walking away from the whole thing. He could tweet tomorrow that he's bored and moving on to, I don't know, starting his own line of NFTs, and that would be that.
So to recap, their valuation. Built on shaky ground. Their entire business model.
Mm.
Hinging on a guy who can just decide to bail whenever he feels like it. It's canned. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
That's a level of risk that even the most hardcore meme stock enthusiast should probably acknowledge, wouldn't you say?
You'd think so. And let's not forget, all of this is happening against the backdrop of a potential 2024 presidential run. Talk about a tangled web.
So, these Swiss legal experts, after dissecting all of this, what's the final verdict? Is TMTG actually breaking the law, bending the law, or are they just really, really good at exploiting loopholes?
Your conclusion, and get ready for this because it's a doozy. They basically say that while TMTG's structure might raise some eyebrows, okay, a lot of eyebrows, it probably doesn't actually cross the line into outright fraud, at least not under U.S. law.
How is that even possible?
The key factor, remember those risk factors we were talking about? Those were, in fact, disclosed. They might have been buried in a mountain of legal jargon, but hey, they were there.
So it could be a ticking time bomb for investors, but at least it's, you know, legal-ish. That's reassuring. I don't know. It feels, I don't know, incomplete.
Welcome to the wonderful, wacky world of financial markets. Logic, rationality, common sense, those are in short supply. As we've seen time and time again with these meme stocks, the normal rules don't always apply. The SEC, they might not be stepping in, but that doesn't mean individual investors shouldn't be very, very careful.
It's a cautionary tale, that's for sure. And TMTG, I mean, this isn't just some bizarre Wall Street story, right? It's a symptom of this much bigger trend, this collision between these traditional financial systems, these institutions, and, well, everything else. Meme culture, social media, you name it. And then you sprinkle in this hefty dose of distrust, this skepticism of, like, anything even remotely establishment. It's a recipe for, well, this.
And what does it all mean? Where do we go from here? Are meme stocks here to stay? Is TMTG destined to go down in flames, or will it somehow, against all odds, defy the skeptics and become this, like, Trump-powered digital empire? Honestly, right. Nobody knows. It's the billion-dollar question, literally.
All we can say for sure is this. The lines between investing, speculating, and, let's be honest, straight-up fandom. They're blurring. becoming more and more indistinguishable by the day. So it's more important than ever to approach the market with a critical eye, to be skeptical, to think for yourself, especially in this age of information overload, where everyone's got an agenda, everyone's shouting their hot takes from the rooftops.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Do your research. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Shocking, I know. And always, always remember what looks like a sure thing, a guaranteed win on social media. Yeah, that might just be a house of cards dressed up in a fancy suit.
Wise words to live by. So, to our listener who requested this deep dive, we hope this has helped to shed at least a little bit of light on this wild, wacky, and let's be honest, slightly terrifying ride.
It's a tangled web, that's for sure. Legal maneuvering, market psychology, and of course, the ever-present Trump factor.
It's enough to make your head spin. But, hey, that's the world we live in. Full of surprises.
And remember, sometimes the most important thing to know is when to just walk away.
Words to live by. Until next time, happy diving, everyone.